fucking something, isn't it? It's always fucking something. So, I'm in a bad mood, which is good for you and bad for me, but, yeah, it's always fucking something. So I was thrown out, they're moving the, booths I usually record in at 4 in the afternoon on a Friday. So that just speaks to the laziness of today's workforce. And you'll love this. The reason for it is for Oktoberfest. I mean, is there a bigger sheep thing than celebrating Oktoberfest in America as an adult? I mean, talk about sheep. Get a fucking life. Get a life. So it's always fucking something. Yeah. Is there anything, seriously, if you celebrate Oktoberfest in America, just literally kill yourself. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, YouTube's lawyer. It's a joke. It's a comedy podcast. Anywho, we did a long one last week and I was by myself, so we're going to do a short one this week because I got shit to do. I got shit to do, and frankly, I don't care, and I'm in a terrible mood. And yeah. Oktoberfest in America. My God, what a fucking sheep world we fucking live in. Fucking. Are there any adults anymore? Is anyone an adult anymore? Anyway, hello everyone. I mean, do I even need to say it? Do I even need to say what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it anyway. Do you want to say it with me? Starts with an S and ends with an S, and there's a Damas at the end. Yes, that's right. Stancil Stradamus. Find me another sports podcast that calls everything, literally everything, I'm right about. My God. I was right about Zach Wilson not being an NFL quarterback. I was right about Scherzer and Verlander being way too old to sign. They're both going to get injured. What happened? They both got injured and both got traded within half a season. Called that before we signed them. And lo and behold, called it before we signed them while they were still doing all the drama bullshit. Aaron Rodgers is done. That's right. Your boy, Stancil Stradamus, called it months and months ago. You can go look up the Ski Mask Collective episode it was on. I said it multiple times. Anytime the Jets were brought up, I told you Aaron Rodgers would go down with a career-ending injury within the first couple weeks. Lo and behold, week one does it. Stancil Stradamus, rack me. Send the super chats. Venmo me money. Send me food. I don't care. I'm always right. Listen, a lot of people talk shit. A lot of people aren't right. I'm literally always right. How many times did he tell you this? Nobody else has the pulse to sports like I do. I've been doing this my whole life. I grew up on Mike and the Mad Dog. I was an All-American. I played the sports. I know what the fuck is going on. Stop listening to these mongoloid comedian dolts like the Chads and the, what's the other fucking sport? Any of these sports podcasts, they're all fat toads. What do they play, softball? It's for fucking children and women. So you're in the right spot if you're listening or watching this. I shouldn't be yelling at you because you people listening or watching this know what you're fucking dealing with. But yes, prophecies right yet again. When will it end? And this is just sports. We're not even going to talk about all the things I was right about with MLC. That's for another show. That'll be tomorrow. Yes, Rodgers is done. And I say done, career ending, because it is career ending. You pop your Achilles, he'll never be 100% again. Even if he comes back next year, he won't be 100%. So it's over. And I was right. And I told you. And I'm blasting through this because there's also no fucking outlets out here, this piece of shit place. So we're going to bang this out before my computer dies. So Stancil was right. Cut it, clip it. Tell your lawyers. Tell YouTube's lawyers how right I am. And the Jets pull it out anyway. Okay, now on to... So, I was right. I think we got that all the way home. Let's talk about Zach Wilson for a second. Which, again, Stancil Stradamus. Literally, two seasons ago. We talked about the draft. Or we talked about the beginning of the year, before the season started. I told you. Before we drafted him, I told you. Maybe that was three seasons ago. Zach Wilson is not an NFL quarterback. He proves it time and time again. Even though they won, he proved it again Monday night. Here's who Zach Wilson is, and it's very simple. And it's why I saw it before we ever drafted him. He's the guy who does everything right in practice, And if you put a tape together, he looks good on tape. He has the skills. But when crunch time comes, he's a deer in the fucking headlights every fucking time. He's a little white boy from bumblefuck Midwest America. He's a fucking Mormon. He doesn't belong in NYC, regardless of how good he is. Doesn't belong in NYC. And he's never been an NFL quarterback, and he never will be an NFL quarterback. I've been telling you, I told you this all last year. I mean, I'm pissed off because I'm always right. So Zach Wilson is not the answer at all. He proved it again on Monday night. I mean, the interception he threw, I could have thrown that interception. Just stare at a guy and throw it. Yeah, awful. So Zach Wilson is not the answer. The Jets obviously have to say he's the answer. What are they going to say? This guy stinks. We're looking for somebody? Obviously not. So the Jets as an organization have to say, oh, he's our guy, but they know he's not. I mean, anybody... I don't know anyone who has watched football who can tell you that guy's an NFL quarterback. At best, he's a career backup. I think, like I said last season, he should be in the Canadian Football League or somewhere else, or the XFL. He doesn't belong in the NFL, and he never will. Rack me, Sansel Stradamus. So, yes, what is the answer? I don't know. It's over. It's over. And here's the thing. The Jets may still win 10 games. My point of the season is over, as in they're not winning a Super Bowl with this team, with anybody, I mean, there's nobody to sign a quarterback that could help them win the Super Bowl at this point. They can win 10 games. They have a great defense. They have a great run game. They have great Elijah Moore, weapons on offense. But they have no quarterback. And the whole offense was built around Aaron Rodgers. So it's over. It's over. I'm not saying I might get excited at games. We might have some fun times this season. Like I said, we may win 10 games. We have the best defense in the league, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, we're going nowhere in the playoffs. It is over. Once again, being a Jets fan absolutely fucks me. I still have nothing to hope for till next year. I'm basically just waiting until April again. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, but also believable. Because it just happens every time. Of any of the names I've heard thrown out there, the two, and again, these are not the answer, but the two I think make the most sense are Cam Newton or Matt Ryan. Although Matt Ryan, here's the thing, our offensive line sucks. Aaron Rodgers, for his age, before he broke his Achilles, had some mobility, knew when to throw it away, or dump the play. Our O-line absolutely stinks, so any of these old bags are going to sign are going to get absolutely destroyed. Zach Wilson is in his 20s and is getting destroyed. So good luck to any of these old bags that we're going to try to sign. So either you roll with Zach Wilson, who's not an NFL quarterback, or you sign an old bag who's going to get absolutely annihilated by other teams' defenses. Our running backs, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, they're good enough to win and on our defense. I mean, Quinnen Williams, unbelievable. Quinnen and Quincy and Mosley and... Sauce. So we'll win some games. I mean, I'm going to say 9-8. I'm going to say 9-8. That's not good enough to win our division. And like I said, it doesn't matter because when the playoffs come, it's over. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a quarterback, and we won't have a quarterback. It's over. You know, the best we can do is ground and pound like the Rex Ryan days, just run the shit out of the ball and hopefully play good enough defense. But the schedule, it's a tough schedule. I have no hope, and I was right. I'm always right. God. I hate that I'm always right, but I'm always right. Can you believe that I called it a year ago that he would have a career-ending injury? I absolutely called it. I don't know why you bother watching any other sports shows. You're all idiots. Sorry, I love you. Yeah, and Nathaniel Hackett, the O coordinator. He got absolutely eviscerated for the job he did in Denver last year. So let's see it, Hackett. Do you stink or are you good? Can you put together some kind of game plan that can keep us in games? Because if not, you'll be known as one of the most. Talk about a fall from grace. Good luck. So it'll be the only thing that'll be interesting to watch if Hackett can possibly put anything together. Because that's his job. It's literally his job. I'm done with it. So that's that. Unless you super chat, I'm not reading the messages till I read them all at once. So if you want it read while we're doing shit, super chat it. If not, just be poor and wait till I read them. I don't fucking care. As I said at the top, I'm not in the mood. I was thrown out of a booth at 4 o'clock on a Friday, which is fucking retarded if you ask me. As a former GM, I would never do something in prime time like that. Tell my lazy fucking workers to get out of bed early and do it before we open. Anywho... all right, let's just do the fucking picks and get the fuck out of here. So, Ski Mask Collective will be live tomorrow. I'm not sure on time yet. It'll be afternoon, probably midday or afternoon. So, you look forward to that. I am going to, we'll go around the league as I do the picks for the sake of the life of my computer and my own sanity. That's how we're going to do it. We'll talk about the teams as we do the picks. How about that, folks? That sound good? Sorry I'm yelling at all of you, but I just explained myself as to why. The Mets, not worth talking about. Like I said last week, all I hope is that we trade Pete Alonso for his sake. Pete Alonso's a great player. I would love to have him. But like DeGrom, Pete Alonso, go off to a place where you can actually win. And not like DeGrom, where you waste your whole career. Do it now, Pete. I know Pete watches. Hi, Pete's lawyer. Pete Alonso, go to another team now, because you'll never win anything in New York, because we fucking stink. Jets and Mets, total disgusting organizations, totally embarrassing. Year after fucking year. I don't know why I'm surprised. I've been doing this 37 years. It's the same fucking thing. So I hope Pete Alonso gets traded for his sake. He's a great guy and a great player. Get rid of him. Let's just, I don't care anymore. I'll just lose the rest. I'm used to it. I've been doing it 37 years. What's another 37 years of fucking losing? These fucking organizations and the fucking luck. Unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers, dance around. Maybe if you played more in preseason, those muscles would be a little more warmed up, Aaron. You fucking hack. You want to do the picks? Let's do the picks and get the fuck out of here. I'll do your fucking picks. Yes, I don't want to hear it. Same as we do every year. This is our third season of Sports Mass. We don't always pick the Thursday game because I have a real job. I have a real fucking job in real life. Michael Rappaport at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club tonight, by the way, folks. Come by. And tomorrow. All right. Hit the music. Hit the fucking... Adam, please, Jamie, play the music, please. And let's fucking go here. Let's get through this. What a terrible, terrible week. Yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, we'll talk about the teams as we go. All right, here we go. Let's get it over with. Ravens at Bengals. Ravens are getting 3. I love the Bengals here, -3. Nothing much to say there. They were down week 1. They'll be back week 2. They're too good. Too many weapons. The Bengals, -3. Not my lock of the week, but that's a pretty solid pick if you need something. Bears at Buccaneers. Boy, do these teams both stink. Kelly sends me ass pictures. I'm not going to waste time talking about either of these teams because there's nothing to talk about. But my great momager, Kelly Pismy, sends me ass pictures. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm taking the Bears plus the 2.5. Packers at Falcons. Packers getting 1.5. Boy, do I love this. Jordan Love is... listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't watch a lot. I was in California having the time of my life, okay? Seeing the world, living my life. You know my motto. Work to live, don't live to work. So, you know, do you want to retire at 70 and then do shit, or you want to do it now and then you know, work at a grocery store and actually see people when you're 70? Because I'd rather do it that way. We got it all backwards. We've entered into a slave economy. You all signed up for it. You all continue to sign up for it. Break the cycle. Retire now. Work later. You heard it here. Rack me. San Nostradamus, I'm never wrong. Anyway, back to the picks. Yes, so my point is I only saw some highlights. The only game I watched any of was the Jets game, and I watched that the second half at an airport. But from what I saw and from what I said before the season, I think Jordan Love, I don't know if he's the truth yet, but I think he's a good quarterback. Aaron Jones is a beast. I can't believe they're favored here. Not my lock of the week. Well, you'll be surprised by my lock of the week, I think. Actually, let me check if the spread moved before I say that. Yes, I know my lock of the week. Yeah, so give me the Packers plus 1.5. I understand the Falcons have some weapons, but I can't believe Packers are favored. Give me the fucking Packers. Colts at Texans. Again, I'll have more to say next week when I can actually watch some of these games and some of these quarterbacks. I think Anthony Richardson is the best quarterback taken out of that draft. I think Bryce Young will be a dud. And there's not much to get excited about in Texas. Give me the Colts plus 1.5. Wow, it's all almost 3 out of 4 road games so far. Chiefs at Jags. This is a fun game. I like this game. This will be a fun game to watch. I wish it's not a nationally televised game, so go to NFLBite.com. You didn't hear it here. As is allegedly, you can watch the games for free there. You didn't hear it from me, but fuck the man and fuck Roger Goodell. That said, it'll be a fun game. But Chiefs aren't losing back-to-back. Kelsey's back this week. They lost the first week. Give me the Chiefs minus the 3.5. The hook scares me a bit. I think it's going to be a close game, but you got to take the Chiefs. You got to take the Chiefs. Maybe a garbage touchdown to go over the spread. You know what I mean? I think it'll be a good game. It'll be a fun game either way. Both older and younger quarterbacks. Geno's LA Chargers at who gives a fuck's Tennessee Titans. Chargers, they're -3 here on the road at Tennessee. Chargers have a little bit of Mets and Jets in them. They have a bit of Mets and Jets in them, don't they? Sorry, I got distracted. Fucking computer. I got to check the life of my computer because I was sent outside because nobody can come in and move the booze early. So now I got to do it outside. And fucking because grown adults have to celebrate Oktoberfest in America. Totally embarrassing and sheepish. You're all fucking sheep. Boy, do I hate Oktoberfest in America. Is there anything gayer than a fucking sheep bar doing an Oktoberfest? Literally jump in front of a vehicle. Anywho. Yeah, the Chargers have that. What I mean by the Chargers of the Mets, Jets, and them is they have the talent, and it's fucking, of course, it's windy. Beautiful fall day, really. Beautiful. I actually love it. Beautiful fall day here in the tri-state area. Football weather. Yeah, the Chargers have the Mets, Jets, and them, and that they have a lot of talent, and they continue to blow it somehow. That said, I got to take them. Too many weapons. Too many weapons. I'm not getting into it. Titans are boring as hell. I never like watching them. Give me the Chargers -3. There you go. Who said what? We'll get. Unless you're paying, I'm not reading it. Sorry, Addicted. You're a member. The strict rule on this show, Sports Mass Season 3, you pay for your Super Chat, I'll read it immediately. All other messages will get read. We'll do a, you know, like the classic Mike and the Mad Dog. I'll take your questions and comments. Go ahead, caller. Raiders at Bills. Bills, huh? Yeah, everybody's jumping down Josh Allen's throat. He's a new Brett Favre. He throws it away. And I'm not saying they're wrong. But he also had a shitty game Monday night. And we have, again, I told you, I think we have the best defense in the league, and I'm not being hyperbolic. So Raiders at the Bills. Raiders are a fun little team with Jimmy G. Devontae Adams, they got some stuff going on there, and the spread is 8.5. So with that said, I am actually going to take the Raiders here. I think Josh may make. I'm not. I think the Bills will win, but I think it'll be close enough. The Raiders' weapons. The Bills didn't look great Monday night either. Give me the Raiders +8.5. Seahawks at Lions, another game I can give a fuck about. Seahawks are getting five, I'm sorry. I told you Geno Smith is a career backup. He had an aberration of a year last year. He's another guy who's going to tank this year. The Lions don't excite me, but they have some weapons. And they did beat the Chiefs last week. I don't love the -5, but I'm taking the Lions at home -5 over the Seahawks. Pete Carroll is gay. Giants at Cardinals. Interesting game. However, the Cardinals have to be the worst team in the NFL. So if the Giants do lose this game, they got to start talking. I mean, Dabble coming off a Coach of the Year season, and they got absolutely embarrassed on national television last week. You got to take the Giants -4 there. All right, can I finish these picks before my computer dies? Let's try it. Stupid Fast 31, $5. Thanks, buddy. Bears prediction, dear leader. I already called it. I'm taking the Bears plus 2.5. But my only reason is that my manager, Kelly, sends me pictures of her ass, and she's from Chicago. So there you go. Thank you for the super chat, though, buddy. See what happens when you super chat? We talk about it. 13% left on the computer with a bunch more games. The drama is high. Will I get through the picks before my computer dies? 49ers at Rams. Rams are getting 7.5. I think the 49ers are overrated. I'm not saying they'll lose, but I'm saying they might. Give me the Rams plus 7.5, and let's move the fuck on. Here we go. Jets at Cowboys, baby. We already covered the Jets, and I can talk about that. Cowboys totally embarrassed the Giants. You almost can't even take that game seriously. It was such a blowout. So this is almost like the Cowboys' first game. The Jets, though, what I say is the best defense in the league, are getting 9 points. Folks, you're not going to believe this after all I said at the top of the show. I'm taking the Jets plus 9. Absolutely the lock of the week. Absolutely the lock of the week. Cowboys coming off a blowout. They see the Jets have lost their quarterback. Everybody, they're going to underestimate the Jets, blah, blah, blah. And as they should, because Zach Wilson stinks, I hope they play conservative ball, ground and pound, and try to minimize Wilson's mistakes. But 9 points. Yeah, I'm going Jets, and that's actually my lock of the week, believe it or not. People are going to all call it a upset. Again, best defense in the league, two great running backs, top of the league wide receiver, and the best defense in the league, and they're getting 9 points? No. Give me the Jets, lock of the week, against the fucking shitty-ass, ski mask, overrated Fairweather fan Cowboys. Commanders at Broncos. I told you Russell Wilson would be back this year. He is. Broncos are giving 3.5. Give me the Broncos at home, minus 3.5. Rack me. Dolphins at Patriots. Sounds like a good game. It won't be. Give me the Dolphins, minus 3. Patriots, everybody's on the Patriots defense dick. Mac Jones stinks. Mac Jones stinks. He's a middle-of-the-road nothing quarterback. Period. Stop. Over. Dolphins, minus 3. Thank you. Easy pick. These are easy. There's no way I can lose these. Last game of the week. I can't believe I made it. 8% left on the computer. Saints at Panthers. I don't like Bryce Young, but I don't like the Saints more. Panthers getting 3 points at home. Give me the Panthers. And those are your fucking picks for fucking week 2 of the fucking NFL. At fucking third place where they fucking move booths at 4 in the fucking afternoon. Unfucking believable. Ski Mask Media says beautiful. Ski Mask Collective will be live tomorrow. 6% left. Let's see if I can quickly read some of your comments. Like I said, future reference, pay the goddamn money and you'll guarantee to get them read, you poor fuck. Sorry, I love you all. Fuck Zach Wilson. I called it. Sans Stradamus, never forget. Watch the top of the podcast if you missed it because I laid everything out. Let's get Sam in a good mood. Nope, didn't happen. Only one person gave $5. Thanks, Tex W, for anyway. Addicted, he's a member. I'll read his. We both called Fatso in Las Vegas. That's right. Addicted. I'm reading Addicted first because he's a member, folks. There's another free tip. Trade for Rush. I don't even know who Rush is. I don't have time, or otherwise I would look it up. Dude, did you see the Jets owner? He was wearing a necklace that said Woody on it. Yeah, Woody Johnson is a fucking blank, a shuly, let's just say. And he's the main reason. He loves the spotlight, all this Hard Knocks bullshit, and hasn't won anything since fucking 1969, you fucking hacks. This is my organization. Totally embarrassing, time after time. He signed Rodgers just for the sexiness of it. He could have traded up for a pick from one of these young quarterbacks. He didn't. He signed this fucking hack. We have no O-line. We have no quarterback. Fuck Woody Johnson. Colin back. Kaepernick is the answer. Honestly, we need a our O-line is so bad, we need a mobile quarterback. I don't even give a fuck. I'd sign Colin Kaepernick at this point. The answer is not Zach Wilson. I would take Colin Kaepernick over Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is a Mormon church-going cuck who can't read a fucking defense for his life and gets scared whenever everybody gets in his face. Watch the mistakes he makes this Sunday if there's pressure. Watch. Please, Jets, just ground and pound all season. Zach Wilson gives us zero hope. Do not let him throw the ball unless it's a totally safe play. Little Lemmy, I don't know what this is about, but yeah, fuck him. I like that. That's the spirit, and that's the more. That's the motto of the show. Yeah, fuck him. Thanks, Little Lemmy. Stupid Fast, we read it. Oh, Little Lemmy at the buzzer. Go Jags. Thanks, Little Emmy. Very nice of you. $10, Little Emmy. Thank you. Red, 2% of the computer. We fucking did it. That's the end. See you tomorrow.